This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are more than 10,000 untested rape kits sitting on evidence shelves in police departments and hospitals in Missouri. The state is getting closer to finishing an inventory of those untested kits under the direction of Attorney General Eric Schmidt. As St. Louis Public Radio State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll reports, it will eventually lead to prosecuting rapists and justice for victims, but there's still a lot of work to be done. This story contains sensitive material which may not be suitable for all listeners.
It's what nightmares are made of, being startled awake in the middle of the night with a stranger in your bedroom. But in 2016, it was 30-year-old Taylor Hirth's reality.
My daughter was asleep in bed between me and where he was standing, and he told me to get on my stomach.
Hirth screamed, but the man said if she continued to fight, he'd hurt her and her 2-year-old daughter.
And then another individual showed up in the doorway, and both of them took turns raping me.
She cooperated for the 2.5 hours the men were in her third-floor apartment in Independence. She tried to keep count of how many times she was raped, but she lost track when she realized her daughter was sitting up in bed.
All I knew was my daughter was awake, and she was sitting there watching me being raped with pants over my face. And I held her hand, and I told her it's going to be okay.
Hirth went to the hospital for a sexual assault exam, which includes collecting DNA evidence. Kathy Howard is a sexual assault nurse examiner. She's been doing these exams for decades. She says oftentimes the exams re-traumatize victims.
We need to know when their last consensual sex was, because there may be additional DNA. Not only when the last sex was, but what kind of sex. Was it oral sex? Was it vaginal sex? Was it anal sex? Was it condom? I mean, these are all things that are invading their private life.
The physical exam isn't any easier. The nurse needs to scan any areas of the body where DNA may be. And for victims, it can feel like they're under a microscope. In total, the exam takes hours and is incredibly invasive and uncomfortable, Howard says. Now, imagine after all of that, the kit just sat on a shelf collecting dust. Sometimes victims don't want it tested. Sometimes the kits won't provide evidence needed for police to prosecute. But sometimes,
I mean, law enforcement might not believe this person, and that's why they didn't submit the kit.
That's Jennifer Carter-Dockler with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. She says simply taking an inventory of the untested kits is a huge step.
For years, we have been asked exactly how many untested kits are there, and we have not known. There is not one centralized place or mechanism to have that information to know how many kits that we're talking about.
The inventory is expected to be completed this month. Attorney General Eric Schmidt says then it'll be time to move on to phase two, an electronic database of the untested kits.
And we don't know exactly what that looks like yet. It will allow victims and law enforcement and medical providers to be able to track where that kit is at in the process, if it's been tested or not, or when that's going to happen.
This is all a part of a three-phase grant former Attorney General Josh Hawley received from the Bureau of Justice Assistance that totals $2.8 million. Additional money will be needed when it comes time to actually test kits, and that probably won't happen for months. But this is an important step.
Because then we'll know exactly what the backlog is, we'll know exactly where they're at in the process, and we'll know how many have been tested, not tested.
Actually prosecuting rapists likely won't happen for years, Schmidt says. They're moving quickly, but deliberately, and he wants to make sure untested rape kits piling up for decades never happens again.
That is inexcusable, that a potential crime had been committed, that a victim came forward, had the courage to submit to that test, and it is literally sitting on a shelf somewhere. It's totally unacceptable.
For Hirth, her kit going untested was one of her biggest fears, so she made sure that didn't happen.
I called my state senator. I had a county legislator that I'm good friends with calling different people trying to figure out when it was going to get tested.
Because of her persistence and the violence of her attack, her kit was expedited and tested within a couple months. But law enforcement didn't have any leads. And after about 6 months, she says they told her they were closing her case. But then,
3 months after that, I got a phone call in the middle of the night saying, I don't know if you heard about the kidnapping in the next state over where a sheriff's deputy was kidnapped, but we caught the guys. They're in custody. Their DNA matches the DNA in your rape kits.
Because her DNA kit didn't just sit on a shelf. Hirth put her rapists behind bars. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. St. Louis Public Radio.